Hello and welcome to Ace Your Space, Declutter Your Life, Free Your Time, and Reclaim Your Energy. I am Leanne Pruitt, your host, and I am so glad you've joined us for today's interview. Today, I am so excited to have Heather Fleming with us. Heather, hello. Thank you so much for being here.
Leanne, I love what you're doing. Love all the names and love your vibe. So I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you so much. So let me tell you guys a little bit about Heather. Heather is on a mission to integrate joy, freedom, love, and nourishment into mainstream nutrition. Now, Heather describes herself as a recovering type A nutritionist. I know that you do have a BS in nutritional science and a certified clinical and you're a certified clinical nutritionist, and you were really seeking perfection with like eating and nutrition and stuff. And you realize that the body is brilliant and we just have to learn how to listen. Your education and certifications do provide you a solid foundation to help teach others about nutrition, but it's so important to just like really come at it with, you know, love and integration and listen to our bodies. And your belief is that when we learn how to observe, trust, and listen to our intuition, we can feel more empowered by food instead of judging ourselves and placing blame and projection on innocent food. I love that.
Poor innocent food.
And you've created your conscious nutrition philosophy, programs, and community, which integrate real life experiences, suggestions to support others to live a life saturated in vitality and nourishment. Woo, I love that, Heather.
Thanks, Leanne.
So now tell me, you're recovered. Do we ever recover completely?
Yeah, right, totally.
But yeah. Tell me a little bit about your journey, about how you got where you are now.
Yeah. So I'm living my life purpose. I love it. I knew at a young age, I had digestive issues and acne and infections from like the age 4 years old, and then acne started at 8. I'm the first generation off the farm. So my parents grew up on the farm and I was the first one to probably eat processed food. And so my sensitive little Heather body was very toxic and challenging for my digestion. So I had acne at the age of 9 and then was on antibiotics and Accutane for like 10 years. And I started doing nutrition. I'm like, okay, if I eat this when I was in my teens, I'm like, this hurts my stomach. So let me try doing this, then that. So I started to try to balance foods. And of course I'm a Virgo. So my left brain went crazy on needing to know everything. So I had calories memorized by the age of 15. I was control freak. Anybody here control freaks? Anybody else have trouble with impatience? And needing to know. And I think there was, I know there was a lot of worthiness unworthiness underneath that layer too, now that I look back on it all. And I went to college as a business major and I took one nutrition class and I saw like angel wings behind the teacher and I changed my major that day, but I'm still in business too. So I love creating. I love being an entrepreneur. And now Conscious Nutrition and I have been growing up together for almost 15 years. Like shocks me. My friend gave me the domain name back when domain names came out for the price of a candle. And she goes, you're supposed to do this. And I go, oh, it's too big a shoes for me to fill. Nope. I'm not ready. And I was felt so scared to talk about emotions and comfort eating because I didn't feel versed in it. And I was trying to be a type A perfectionist nutritionist. And I was like, how am I going to teach that? And then I actually do love psychology and our psyche so much. And now I want to be more playful with my psyche. I was so hard on myself for so long. Mm-hmm. Now when I see my rebel or my critic judging me about food, I go, oh, babes, can we try another approach? Like, do we have to judge? And that judgment, I can't and will not go back to that. Mm-hmm. That was my Achilles heel, that mindset, that diet mindset, I feel like was trying to make us powerless, actually. Mm.
Well, I mean, okay, so there is like so much to unpack there. So the first thing is like, I'm amazed that when you were in your early teens or maybe 10 or 12, you actually noticed that there was food. A relationship about with food. What you were eating yep. and actually started testing that out. That's amazing.
Right. And my friends would go, well, I want to order what she ordered every time we went out. Cause I would always be like, okay, I'm going to have this first and see how I feel. Yeah, I know. And then I'd be like, okay, I have that. Oh, I made mistakes like crazy. Cause I was a teenager too. So I'm like, I want Ritz crackers with melted cheese, you know, the emotional eating, which I have complete compassion for myself and for others. But yeah, I started like finagling, food. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
And then had an unhealthy relationship. And now I have a blissful, blissful relationship.
I'm still doing a little finagling. I did a food sensitivity study.
Yeah.
And I found out that I'm sensitive to like eggs, almonds, and cashews. I'm like, what? You know, what am I going to make the paleo muffins with? And yeah. I eat eggs all the time. So I'm pretty good about the cashews and the almonds, yeah. but I still sneak eggs in every so once in a while. All right. I haven't had any eggs beyond, you know.
And then we got to catch our thoughts around ourselves on that. Yeah. Like I love working with people who I have a food relation type, like relationship type quiz. Mm-hmm. And one of them is rebels, obsessivers, numbers, comforters, and guilters is one. And guilters are the ones that I just want to go in and like, you know, cuddle. Cause our guilt is if we're operating from guilt, it doesn't matter if you eat the eggs or not.
It's
like so deep, and that sets off our cortisol, mm-hmm. puts us in inflammatory mode, mm-hmm. and there's nutritional science 101. And we're all trying to control out here, but when really we're the center of it, mm-hmm. our mind and body that we hear all the time, but we actually have to practice it all the time.
Well, I think what it is, when you talk about like, you know, mindset and, you know, these stories we tell ourselves and how we are, if we're the rebel or the filter or whatever, I'm a big rebel too.
Huge.
Tell me that. I'll just I'll do the opposite thing.
Yep. Ditto.
It's like, these are, you know, these patterns were introduced like when we were children and you know, it's like, they're always going to be there. We just have to be able to recognize it and say, okay, thank you. We're going to shift.
Perfect. Thank you. Because my goal now, even the more I've learned, is befriending all those voices. Because it's our subconscious is programmed by what, 8 or 9, they say.
Yeah.
So we're operating from an 8 or 9 year old. And that's when my food issues, exactly when my food issues really took their peak. So the more I befriend all those parts of me, the more I create more happy hormones, too, and then not needing the food to be the crutch for the happy hormones. Yeah, it's powerful. Food is such a great teacher.
It is.
We want to be the student instead of trying to control it left and right.
That's like a really good analogy. I love that. Now, let me go back. When you were the type A nutritionist and like working as a clinical nutritionist, and you started kind of connecting the dots on the more conscious nutrition. How did the shift happen? You know what I'm saying? Like, were you thinking like, I can't do it this way. I know this is how I've been taught and this is what I tell people.
It was a rough day. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Nebraska and my nutritional and diet issues were because I was allergic to Nebraska. Corn, wheat, everything. My whole being was, just so challenged with the major transition. So my parents grew up on raw whole milk from their cows.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then now I'm drinking skim milk processed and my body and coming from their DNA, my body was like, what is this? So this little mermaid from Nebraska came over here to California and I became a nutritionist at an integrative doctor's office. So we saw tons of patients and I kept sitting there going, why is everyone sick? What is going on? What's going on with our mind body? And then I would watch people do the nutrition protocol and things wouldn't change. And I'd be like, what the heck? And then I started to get frustrated because my left brain was getting challenged. And I remember the doctor, linear black and white Virgo perfectionist. Mm-hmm. What? There's other perspectives. And the doctor I worked for was hilarious, handing me this paper and he's acting so weird. I'm like, what's he being so weird about? And the front page of the paper is broccoli cures cancer. And I'm like, okay, cool. You know, heard that. We've all heard that. The turn the page over, it was broccoli causes cancer. He goes, I don't know why your job is so hard. And he just like walked away and I just sat there.
Lord.
And I was like, and this Nebraska girl never fasted before ever. And I went, I quit eating. I was so frustrated. So I went on a little, tried my own fast for 2 days and on the second day, everyone was eating at the clinic. And so I was washing dishes to keep myself busy and really kind of see what came up for me during this food cleanse. And I've never skipped a meal. Me and food were bonded. So I skipped a meal and I sat there washing the dishes and I go, well, what if we don't listen to, no offense, like all these doctor, male, older gentlemen telling us all, telling me what to eat and telling everyone that, why don't I like start to interpret my own body? And for the next year I journaled and just was a student. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I developed my program from myself, from of course reading. My left brain of course loves to read like 3 books a day. But I started to look at the emotional aspect. I started reading energy work. And because again, I was a Nebraska girl with emotional paralysis that moved to California. So I had my awakening of what goes on? Who is the observer of observing us?
Yeah.
Right? That one. And that was how I created Conscious Nutrition, is our food, really, our relationship with food is just so much more than eat vegetables. That could be my job. Eat vegetables. Goodbye. Have a great day. You know, like.
Exactly. Eat some vegetables, maybe a little fruit in there.
See you later. See you. Yep. Talk to you next week. Pay me. I couldn't do it. My soul was yearning for so much more. Got so.
Okay. I love that. Okay. So Heather, the title of this online show is Ace Your Space, Declutter Your Life, Free Your Time, Reclaim Your Energy. And I want to know, what does Ace Your Space, or what does the whole title, what does it mean to you?
When I got to read that a few times, the day that I took away the power of giving my power away to everybody else telling me what to eat, to the day I took my power back, I had all the time in the world. My obsessive mind wasn't running this crazy rat race tennis match like nonstop. So that was the first one. Reclaim your energy, like that. Going back to living like that. Oh no. No, I don't care what the next cool diet is. Of course I read them. Of course you know what? Let me experiment. That's our favorite word, experiment, and be curious and bring that in and declutter your life. Like look at that clutter in our mind of everybody in the world who's told you their diet rules. My God, we could talk for six years about all the diet rules we know. Right. And I don't have one except for alignment and connection. Those are like, oh, my friends are going out for pizza. I don't sit there and expend so much energy resisting the pizza and restricting myself from pizza. I'm like, oh, is it a yes or no for me today in this moment? Oh, I want to spend time with them. It's a yes. Oh, you know what? My stomach's been hurting for the day. I'll just go later and have a tea or a glass of red wine with them. You know, like I gave myself the self-trust that instead of letting it leak all over.
Right.
Which would create more havoc in your space.
Okay. I love that. Okay. That's good. So you know what? I wanted to have you on this interview series because, like we just talked about, clutter is not just physical. It's like, diet, emotional, mental, all sorts of things like that. Including like the clutter, diet, and nutrition. So, like, what do you think becomes available to people when they actually do kind of clean up that clutter? Like when they can get to the point, like where you are, it's like, yes, today we're going to have some pizza. No, today, where it's not just, you're running all this craziness in their mind. So.
Oh, awesome question. You just helped me, like static, like the radio station is off one channel. Mm-hmm. I was off one channel my whole life until my first aha moment. I went, what if I learned to feel my own body? And it was like the channel clicked in and I was like, are you kidding me? it's like so much more freedom in there too, for discernment. So I don't know what your philosophy is about Marie Kondo. I should have asked you when she came out and had us, Does This Spark Joy? My whole being lit up because I've been talking about the vagus nerve forever. Right. I'm in love with the vagus nerve. And she has you go and put it up to your body, which is your heart and your core.
Yeah.
This is your vagus nerve, which is a vagabond nerve that gathers information from your body and from my career, organs, and delivers messages to your brain. Guess which way we're all doing it? This way. We're going wrong way on the highway. And she had us go, does this bring me joy right now? Yep. The kombucha was a yes before we started. I had water with lime over here. And then my body goes, kombucha. And I was like, okay. So it clears the static. So our vagus nerve leads. And when we were hunters and gatherers out in the wild, guess how we found things? The vagus nerve led us to create recipes. We didn't just think recipes. We combined things from our organs going, you know what? I need bitter with sweet. I need salty with sour. You know, we created that from our organs giving us these really subtle messages. And there's Chinese medicine that talks about what your organs need. Your kidneys might need more sour. Mine needed more sour, more hydration. So when we can get quiet and feel from here, and that's the self-trust, which is so scary because none of us have been taught this self-trust. We're like, your worth is dependent on this number that you weigh. Your worth is dependent on this result. And now we are learning to feel from a whole nother way and that our worth isn't directly correlated.
So now how does someone get from being in their head to actually being able to listen to their body and know what their body's telling them?
Great question. It takes time and trial and error because we do have, so trusting our intuition full time is... My rebel is loud. She's a hoot. She'll be like, we want white wine for breakfast. And I'll be like, oh, babe, maybe not good. So is that our intuition? No.
Yeah.
That's the rebel screaming. So my favorite thing is to take 5 deep breaths, put one hand on our heart and tummy and go, what else do you need? Because there's needs that we haven't, that were unmet, right? We from childhood, anybody here have unmet needs from childhood? Raise your hand. What are those? So we're like, so when she's screaming white wine, I'm going, I'm just using fun, crazy examples to get us charged. I'll go, oh, what do you need? I'm like, okay, I don't usually put tea in my honey. I'll put tea in my honey that day. Like I'll do the 5 deep breaths to connect here because there's some unfelt emotions and some signals that are going on for me. And then I'm like, okay, if it's day 3 of white wine, I'm having friends over for brunch and we're having champagne, you know, like if there's, I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm missing my friends and who's not missing their friends right now. So I'm like, oh, okay. I need some connection. I'll pour some kombucha and call a friend right now on FaceTime. You know, like we've been taught to just go and it's not successful to stop and get your needs met. That's selfish. Maybe that's, you're not a good person if you're selfish.
So I guess like what's coming to mind for me there is like, so there is so much, I mean, I don't really know anybody that's not on some level an emotional eater.
I haven't met one either.
It was just such a, I guess when we were children or something, it was, I mean, you know, we got treats. Oh, like, we had a bad day, still here, have a cookie, you know, that kind of stuff. And I guess that's it. It's like, if we really do, I mean, we so often, like, particularly when we go on like a diet or do this or that or the other, we just like, no, we're going to eat this. And we don't, you know, and our we're still not listening to our emotions. And, you know, it's like, it's actually like, you're right. Our food is the teacher. It's what you said earlier. It's like our food is teaching us or how, you know, what we want to eat, you know, our cravings are teaching us something if we listen to them.
Yeah. I did write a cravings book actually. So I was watching two beautiful mentors talk about cravings and I was so excited. I had my notepad out and they're like, just ignore them, push through. And I closed my computer, my rebel again, I'm fiery. Yes. I closed my computer and wrote this book in an hour and a half that I was let's discern our cravings. Let's learn from our cravings. Cause I finally developed my self-trust enough to when I hear a craving instead of judging myself, which I see a lot of my clients still judge themselves about a craving, instead of like almost untangle it, like, oh, mac and cheese. I'm like, oh, my serotonin's low. I'm really hungry. I haven't cried for a while. I need comfort. I phone a friend, you know, like this mac and cheese is not your enemy. It's just giving you. And then within the next couple of days, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll make a beautiful pasta with pesto and add some Parmesan. Oh, whoa. Oh no, no one should ever eat that. Like we've made everything so wrong and judged and like guilt, like all like a big sticker across it, like censorship, when we could just go, actually, I just needed a couple bites of that. And now I feel good, but we've like judge it. And then we've all been there and we've overate it before. I have overate it before.
Oh, this is so bad. I'm never going to eat it again. So let me eat the whole pot. Right?
That whole thing. It's almost like putting someone on a pedestal and they can only fall. Like we're doing that every day. We think we need to climb Mount Everest with food every day. When I want us to just listen for half a second to like what else could be under there. So my favorite is Feel Meal Heal is one of my Feel Your Meal. And I want people to just take that 1 second to just pause. And then I love the vagus nerve and oxygen and connecting with ourselves. And then we're getting out of this judgmental, critic, obsessive mindset that we've been so trained to be, that's our reptilian brain, to get things done, you know, and to only focus on the negative, right? So when we're hunters and gatherers, we would scan the crowd, scan the field and be like, okay, what's gonna hurt us? And now if we've made all food, like you can follow any nutrition and every A through Z is wrong. And I'm like, and I only have one food allergy now. I had 100 when I lived in Nebraska. Eggplant. It's eggplant. And I'm a nutritionist. And so I know I've been trying to eat it my whole life and I never liked it. My stomach always hurt and my eyes would swell shut. And I did my food sensitivity test. That was the only one. And I'm a little sensitive to garlic.
Eggplant.
I only have one food allergy. But when I was sensitive, by the way, when I didn't practice my vagus nerve, everything was my allergen. Everything was, initiated inflammation.
Mm-hmm. That is so fascinating. I love that. So maybe there's hope for me in the eggs.
I was shining that back at you. Yeah.
So for listeners, we were talking earlier and I shared with Heather that I did a food sensitivity study, in December of last year and I'm sensitive to eggs.
Eggs come up a lot.
Like what? So
those come up a lot. Yeah.
So now let me ask you, you're a nutritionist, but you're also like a minimalist. Minimalist. I can't wait for you to tell people about your lifestyle. So what has your relationship to physical clutter been throughout your life? And what led you to kind of follow the path you're currently on regarding like things and stuff and all that kind of stuff?
So cool. Well, one day I answered a text to be a chef on a yacht. And of course, I'm a fiery rebel. I'll be right there. Adventure seeker. Yeah. And fell in love with the yacht captain and bought a sailboat with the gentleman. And within, you know, months, we broke up and I got the sailboat. And I'm from Nebraska. Have I ever sailed? No. So I get this boat, sell everything I own, and live on a sailboat for 4 years. And sold it. Then I woke up one day and I was done. I was like, oh, I'm done. I sold it to a homeless gentleman outside the marina that I was living in. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to buy a couch and rent an apartment. And my whole body was like, no, like totally Marie Kondo, no. And I was like, oh, that's weird. And then all of a sudden, like I live in San Diego, so we're all kind of transient here. So everyone's like, hey, I'm going on vacation for 2 months. Can you want to watch my house or my dogs? You know, so I just kind of started listening. And now it's been 11 years.
Okay.
4 years on the boat and 7 years flowing like this. Yeah. So I tease, I love words. And so my name is Heather, which is a flower. And so I tell everyone I'm a professional flower too. Yes. And I think to free myself from some limiting beliefs, I created this lifestyle. And then I'm not kidding you, Airbnb. I swear I helped create Airbnb. I'm like, oh, I was doing this. And so now Airbnb is very simple for me to live like this. There was a little bit of a hiccup of, you know, the corona. I was on my way to Hawaii when this was happening. And I didn't have anywhere to live. But a friend had a vacation rental, which wasn't getting rented. Mm-hmm. So I was supposed to be here at the beach for 1 week, and now 4 months later, I'm still here at the beach. And I just trust it. Talk about my trust muscle. I think I really wanted to build that. And things I have, like, I love, like, when I lived on the boat, when you brought something on the boat, it'd be like, this one white t-shirt needs to serve multiple functions for right. me. Mm-hmm. And that's what, God, just intention and discernment is the words I get. So even now when I do, like, one movement, because I would have to walk, like, boat, rowing, walking, all this, so you had to really consider mm-hmm. what steps you were going to take. So I just really think that I'm aligned in every move I make throughout my day. Mm-hmm. And extra stuff would be distraction for that right now. Do I want my own house?
I'm like, did you hear that? Extra stuff, distraction.
Okay. It is. I even wrote something about distraction earlier today. Mm-hmm. Like suffering and distraction to freedom and victory. Like,
oh, I love that.
Isn't that good? I wrote that today. And what's the impact and action? And for me right now, this fits for me. Am I craving a home here soon? Sure. You know, like, I see tons of positives. I also see the most beautiful people with their homes get very defensive about their stuff and, like, their homes. And I don't have kids. I don't have a husband. I don't, like, sit there and be defensive in ownership with anything right now, because I'm working with, life is my best friend. So I just listen to my life mm-hmm. and my life tells me what's next. And yeah. it's not distracting at all.
That is so cool.
And I'm, like, serving, you know, Earth on a big level too.
Yep. So I know this question you could probably answer a million different ways, but when women start on a journey to, like, improve their health, or, you know, to lose weight, or to whatever, you know, have a better relationship with food, what would you say are, like, the main pitfalls that they can run into?
Great question. I just had a good friend do my program a couple years ago and released so much weight, and then the weight came back. And she realized when the weight came back, a couple other things happened. Hormones, everyone. Love your hormones. They're complicated. We're complicated. Our psyches are complicated. Rebels, my mantra for our rebels is, even though I'm complicated, I love and adore myself.
Oh, I love that. We're, like, tapping now.
Yep. Even though I'm complicated, I love and adore myself. So she gained the weight back, and she just went through what happened. And she needed her husband to say, great job. And he didn't, because he was trying to love her with both bodies. And so I saw both viewpoints were right on the money. So the viewpoint for us is self-compassion. Like no other, like, you think you've been compassionate for yourself? Mm-mm. It's a whole new ball game, is how I talk to my rebel about white wine. Instead of going, oh, you're a nutritionist, how dare you even consider, like, look at those words, like, look at that energy. Instead of, I'm like, oh, babe, yeah. How, babe, what the heck is going on? You know, like, I love you. Mm-hmm. That's self-compassion. So there was something she needed from herself and the husband, just a one story for that. That connection with yourself, you can feel it. Like, even when I get into my head and I feel the tennis match, should I call this? Should I do this chore? Should I not drop here? Because this is your power, ladies. This is our powers. Mm-hmm. Between our heart and our solar plexus is our power. Yeah. And when we drop in there and make our decisions from there, we're the queen of our queendoms. Mm-hmm. Okay? We're the queen of our queendoms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we can go, oh, can't wait to have pizza. And then we own our choices. And mm-hmm. own our actions, instead of being wishy-washy, one foot in, one foot out, which only causes us more duress and distress too. Mm-hmm. And then food, of course, I have a whole program. I have a whole nutrition program that integrates food and feeling and emotional and your food relationship type, tons of humor. So if it's too stressful and serious for you, I get it. I'm humor. There's other nutritionists that are super serious. I can't. I apologize to people and lovingly, but I have to do it with humor. I have to talk to my rebel and my critic more lighthearted, because mm-hmm. otherwise it hurt too much the other way. It was too physically hurtful for me and everything. So of course I have a whole nutrition program, and I love the 5 deep breaths feel. And then I have people ask their body if they want hot or cold, sweet or savory food. Mm-hmm. So just sensations, and start to pick up your yes. your yes. And when you start building your yes, just what I'm sure you do with clutter, like it's a yes, it's a no. Is this white t-shirt a yes? And sometimes you go, ooh, it's a maybe. And then you turn and this t-shirt's the yes too. So I love that. And so I help people find their yes. And then of course I have nutrition recipe books, meal plans. My left brain is lovingly wonderful by doing that. And I categorize everything. So it's a little easier than just your left brain doing a nutrition program. We don't need any more of that. No, ladies, we're not men. We can't eat like men. We can't sit there and compartmentalize it. And actually, I don't even like hanging out with those people.
I mean, if men can do that really successfully.
True. And especially us, we're just, our hormones are just different too. Mm-hmm. So we're more, a little more sensitive. So I want us to embrace that instead of judging ourselves for that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, okay. So that's like, that's great. I mean, it's like, and you just, so you just gave us some tips to do there too, to like breathe and sink into ourselves. And so I guess that like probably, I guess the biggest thing is people just not really listening to themselves about what they eat, and or not listening, like when they're emotional, you know, when the emotional eating comes up, not listening, not figuring out what's underneath that. Just you know, either eating the food or not eating the food and beating yourself into submission about it, and not taking it as a teaching.
Them beating ourselves into submission. We're done. Those days are done. Even like if you're 3 bites into the mac and cheese, put the fork down, go one deep breath and go, oh, yep, I'm really feeling lonely. Ooh, that conversation hurt me. Acknowledge the feeling. You don't need to go have a full-on therapy session, but just go, ooh, acknowledge it. And I'm not kidding you. You and this mac and cheese will have a different relationship because your cortisol and your stress hormones are in a different space. So most of us are malnourished with oxygen, hydration, and then malnourished. So it's not that we're, oh no, I ate the mac and cheese. It's not about that. It's like, what didn't I absorb? And what, oh, here's one for us too. What am I absorbing in my environment? Or from people, from relationships, from our stuff. So if we're taking in all of this negative energy, no wonder our body can't assimilate a salad or a, you know, a good old chocolate brownie. Because when have we ever had a gathering without food in our lives? We've never had a gathering. Anytime people gather, there's food. So our relationship, everyone's like, oh, I shouldn't just go to parties. I go, no, go to a party. Let's look at your, how you're relating to it. Yeah,
exactly. That's true. That's a great point. So now, what tips, like like thinking like, I guess, nutritionally and behaviorally, what tips would you give? Like, what are some actionable steps that you can give? Of course, the breathing, but what are some more that you can give us to help us free our time and reclaim our energy?
So good. That's a great question. That's like 20 years of answering. Right? It's like 20 years. Good question. You know what? Okay. Again, it's back to physical. So here's this mind-body connection. So let's just say I heard that I was craving pizza and then I feel it. And I jump out of my body and I go back into my head and judge it.
Yes.
It's like this. It's an automatic response.
Right.
That's the number one response to start to befriend right there. And just go, oh, wow, look at this. This thought is causing me this much stress. Just this thought. I haven't even bought the pizza. I haven't even located the pizza. But this thought alone is causing this much stress. So seeing how programmed we are and why we are really craving comfort and not judge that. And then I like love all these, you know, extreme nutrition diet modalities out there. Believe me, I studied them all. I live in San Diego. They probably all originated here. They're all here. And I love them and I love learning from them. But I've simplified it where I created 4 meal types for people. And they're protein, starch combined, and then veggies and fat. So I call it vegan in my food tree. And I simplified it so much that I wanted people to stay curious and experiment with these 4 meal types. That's it. Okay. For you know, whatever, 2 weeks, 1 week. If you're a rebel, 3 days. Tell the rebel only 3 days. Because if you tell the rebel longer, you can do 3 days. If you tell the rebel longer, like that. So every time I start a program, I'm like, who's here's rebels, which is 90% of the people that follow me. And I go, hey, just tell your rebel three days. And then after 3 days, everyone's like, I can do another. And I can do one more. I want us to work with those thoughts and work with our food relationship type. All the other diets and the extreme diets are working against it. You're trying to force that instead of just like, ooh, let me pull this gut from the medical medium. I like this aspect from his. I like this from the keto aspect. I like this from that. Like, there may be just one thing we need to just practice and implement for a while instead of this extreme energy that we go back and forth doing. So that we can, that is like pulling our body at a tug of war. And when you're in cortisol and fight or flight, it's almost impossible to release body fat because your body's stressed and your body's not like, oh, let me go clear that liver and go clear the body fat, which the number one way we release body fat is exhale.
Really?
60% of the way we release toxins and body fat is through carbon dioxide. So when you start to release weight, you'll notice that you're sleeping deeper. Your poops are better. Your organs are saturating with oxygen. So guess what? They can release the gunk. So everyone's trying to count this macros, this, and this. Your body's way smarter than that. So it's nurturing your lungs and organs on a whole new level. And when we have that intimate relationship, my friends are always like, they never know what I'm going to eat. They're like, we'll see. Cause I'm like in the moment and I'll be like, oh, that feels good. Oh, I'll totally have a bite of that. And they'll be like, you've never eaten that before. I won't eat any of it. And they'll be like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm good. I'm fine right now. You know, like I even have a rule with friends. I don't have many rules, but I have a rule with friends.
Yeah.
An hour before we are meeting to eat, can we tune in, check in to see if we're even flipping hungry?
Yeah.
Cause one of us might've ate cause our schedule, like we have a rhythm. Our bodies have rhythms. Mm-hmm. See if that's even what we need. Like, do we want to just go out for tea or go for a walk instead? Mm-hmm. So if anyone tries to force me to go eat with them at noon, they're usually not my friend.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
I'm like, well, let's call it 11. And if that's really hard for them, which is cool, that's fine, but that won't work for me.
I love that.
I'm rebel.
Well, and you know, like, I mean, that brings to mind that truly does. If we are able to like stop that warring thought before it gets started and really go in, you are saving time because you're not going back.
Totally.
And energy because you're not expending the energy on what to do. So that really is, that's a great tip. So.
And I'm so grateful for my scientific nutrition mind. Cause now when I open up the fridge, my left brain can like kick in and create a meal with some compliments, but I never think about food.
Right.
I was so obsessive. That's the only thing I thought about. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, oh, do I have a couple things in the fridge? Okay, cool. I'm good for now. Oh, right. I need to reboot now. Like that's the most that I feel like it's all feeling now. And I trust my vagus nerve so much to lead me in the right direction.
I love that. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So, Heather, I think you have a gift for the audience today. Can you tell us about it? Mm-hmm.
Let's do the recipe book. Even though I brought up the cravings book, the recipe book is really good. It's valued at like $19. And okay. I'll give the coupon code is AceYourSpace. And you'll get my amazing recipe book. I think it's over 100 recipes. And they're categorized by my 4 meal types. And by the flavor types too. Mm-hmm. So I want us to connect with our senses instead of denying them. Like all the diets are like chicken, broccoli, rice, you know, like that's not any of our senses. Have you been to Italy? those are our taste buds and senses. So mm-hmm. I want us to connect with our flavors and our yin and yang too, the hot, cold. So the recipe book is broken up into that along with my meal types, which totally gives you the like meat and potatoes of my program.
To speak about you know, carbs and starch or
meat and potatoes and
protein.
Yep. I do all food puns,
you know, and I'm familiar with your recipes, so I know how good they are.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thanks, Leanne. Thank you.
I think that is like people are gonna love that.
Thank you.
You know, and then there will be a link under the somewhere, you know,
perfect.
On this page where people perfect. Can absolutely get that. So do you have any final thoughts for us before we go?
Rome wasn't built overnight. So your new relationship, don't be impatient and judgmental with it. Think of yourself as that 5-year-old little person that's like opening up a whole new way of looking at their thoughts, their well-being. So be as kind and gentle to her, him. And I always ask my clients, and they're like, I can't believe what 1 year has taken, like this 1 year, my old relationship, I don't even remember that person. So when we first meet someone and you fall in love, you don't just open a checking account with them on the first day, right? Like that's how people approach dieting. Like, okay, you have to work, this relationship has to work, and I'm going to force you, and we're going to open up a joint checking account.
Yes.
No. So most of my programs are longer, a year, because I really want you to nurture that inner child along with this new way of relating to yourself.
I love that. That's beautiful. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Heather. You know what? I have so enjoyed talking to you. I know the audience is going to get so much out of this. We're going to be breathing in, listening to our vagus nerve, and it's just going to be wonderful.
I love it.
So, audience, thank you guys thank for you. Being here today. Be with me tomorrow when we have another really great Acer Space interview. And until then, I will see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.